Spirit. Say, I'm anointed of God. Say, I'm seated together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Say, I died with Christ. Say, I'm raised with Christ. I'm seated together with Him. Say, I am blood washed. Say, I'm forgiven. Eternally forgiven. Say, there is no sin in me. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God dominates my heart. Say, I rule and reign in life. Through Christ Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. Say, I am in Him justified. He is in me glorified. Say that again. Say, I am in Him justified. I am in Him sanctified. I am in Him purified. But He is in me glorified. Say, Christ did it for me. He's doing it for me. And He will do it for me. Say, He's working in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo! We can have our seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's always good to make confession of faith. When you make confessions of faith, you infuse your mind, your soul with God's character. Amen. Today I'm going to be looking at, today is Thanksgiving Sunday, so I'm going to be pretty much brief because choir is still going to come up and, you know, worship together, we dance together. God has been faithful to us from the beginning of this year, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and now we're in December, wrapping up the year. All right, God has been good to us. I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. The Bible says in everything we should give thanks. I've said it is the will of God. Remember I said this a while ago. I said the Bible says in everything we should give thanks. It did not say for everything. Okay, amen. So we don't give thanks for everything. We give thanks in everything. Amen. We can't give thanks to God for sickness. Amen. You can't give thanks to God for misfortune. You give thanks to God in everything. So you in everything, you give thanks to God for His faithfulness. Amen. So for example, if one is sick, for example, sick in their body, so you are giving thanks to God in sickness for His provision of healing. Are you getting my point? So you are not giving thanks to God for sickness. That is not His property. Amen. He didn't provide that. So we can't give God, we can't give Him thanks for that. Amen. You thank Him for what you know He's about. So you're constant. So today I'm going to be talking about understanding to life. Understanding or understand to life. Or understanding to life. And it's very important. Because without understanding, we will misact. We're going to keep misbehaving. So understanding is key. Amen. Understanding is key. And in this respect, we're talking about understanding the word of God, understanding what God is saying to you. Because if you don't understand what God is saying, you will be misinformed and you will misact. Okay? So people don't act beyond their understanding. You act within the frame and the boundaries of your understanding. So understanding is very key. Understanding is very key. For example, look at what we did now. We use a scripture. We say, in everything, give thanks. You know, a lot of people have been giving thanks for, you know, poverty, for misfortune, for sin, for... No, you don't give thanks for all those things. You give thanks in. The Bible says in everything, okay? Praise God. So that's an understanding. Understanding is key. Amen. Amen. Understanding is important. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, you can put it up. Proverbs 4, 7. Proverbs 4, 7. Father, we thank You. We open up our hearts and eyes of understanding. We're ready to receive from You today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that You touch every heart, every life present here, and those who are listening from home, We pray that you bless them, you touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. No one will leave here the same way they came. In the name of Jesus, we yield ourselves to the flow of your spirit, that even while the teaching and the message and also the thanksgiving will be going on, that your power to heal, we touch life, we unplug sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look at that. Proverbs 4:7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. He said, therefore, get wisdom. That's absolute. Get wisdom. He said, but in all you're getting, make sure you do what? Get understanding. In all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding is key. You know, it's not enough to just quote scriptures. I remember those days when we were growing up. We just quote scriptures. I used to be in teenagers class. We used to do Bible sword, you know, all those things. We cram our zeal. That's what we call it. Okay, let's call it that. We cram it from, you know, we crammed verse from, you know, Sundays through the year. And we do competitions about it. Well, I don't use the pass. My sisters don't know all those ones. They used to, you know, because I'm not the kind of person that crams. But these guys are so good at it. Oh, week 25. Huh. They know the topic of week 25, and which is good, it's spot on. Because those things are, you know, they are element of seed, you know, sown in the heart of, you know, us and as we're growing up. And these are very good. Why I'm going is we used to cram all those scriptures. Some of us didn't even understand what it meant. Okay? Just cram them. All right? And years after, you see, even as I'm speaking to some of us here, many of you say, I remember those days when I used to quote plenty of scriptures in children's class. Those are were Christians. I'm talking those that were Christians. Amen. Not all of us were Christians. Those are Christians that are brought up in, you know, a church environment. You know, you crammed all the, and now you don't even remember. You say, I don't even understand that scripture. Because you don't remember. And sometimes some individuals, in fact, you see some individuals, some persons. I don't want to rush. I want to try to keep my conversation, you know, in a certain pace so that all of us would understand. You know, sometimes you see some individuals and when you talk to them, they will tell you, Pastor, I used to be zealous for God. And when you diagnose the situation, really, what is missing is understanding. Because it's very difficult for a man of understanding to miss it. Very, very difficult. For a man of understanding to miss it, that man of understanding deliberately decide to, you know, ignore. How you get what I'm trying to say here? I'm going somewhere because it's possible for someone to deliberately ignore, but it's very rare. But it's possible. Understanding is key. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. He said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding means to look well into something. It means to peruse something, to criticize something, to look into something deeply. You know, for example, when you tell you, Jesus is God. So, yes. It's good to believe we have believed. So, I told us after you have believed now, you now begin to see how. So, say, we must not ask questions. That's not true. How do you know? Why is it that when, you know, we just came to church, for example, someone just came to church, they say, everybody say, I'm the righteousness of God. Say, yes, I believe. I'm the righteousness of God. Yes, it's good to believe. But you have to go for understanding. To understand it. That's why we gather now. People, we prayed in tongues. We prayed in tongues. Say, yes, I pray in tongues. Well, I have an understanding. I remember somebody one time we were praying in tongues. I was back in those days. We had an executive meeting. I was a follow-up secretary. And we're praying. And I think I shared this before. As we're praying, I think about 25 of us, thereabout, if I'm correct, we're praying and praying, and one of the sisters, who is the assistant prayer? Assistant prayer coordinator. Amen. She said,
You know, as we were praying, you know, it was in the midst of, you know, the night vigil, we were praying, and she was praying. She said, oh, they are speaking to me. They are speaking to me. And he said, come to everybody, even the pastor, you know, even the campus pastor, you know, come, everybody, listen. They are telling me that my tongues is not correct. Yes. I said, shut up, in the name of Jesus. That's what I told her. I said it. I was asking that follow-up. I think I was asking that follow-up. I said, shut up in the name of Jesus. How can you be saying that? I told us one time, I mean, I used to do all those things. I don't used to do it. Now, things, and I like my life now. Really, because, you know, I haven't gone through a lot. I've seen that life is not by gri-gri. Life is not by gri-gri, okay? God is in me, amen. God is in you. God is working in you. God is working in me. And I told her, I said, no, how can you say that? Assistant prayer coordinator. How could she say that? Then I asked her, can you give a scripture, two scriptures on tongues? She does not even know scriptures on tongues. She's just speaking in tongues. Is it possible for individuals to even talk in tongues without knowing scriptures? Yes, it's possible. But after you have known things, or you are functioning in things supernaturally, then go for understanding. Go for understanding. Ask questions. You know, say, a questionable God, you are the Lord. Who told you that? Sometimes I don't want to debunk some songs. Unquestionable. Who told you? Where is that? You know, for example, when you say God's faithfulness is unquestionable, that's a different thing. So statement, when you say, your faithfulness is unquestionable. What you are trying to say is that your faithfulness, you cannot doubt it. But you cannot say God is unquestionable. No. How can you say that? You know, that's the same with God from Yoruba world. Kabiyosi. To ask you a question does not exist. Because Kabiyesi is not actually, in Yoruba language, which is Kabiyesi, is not actually the translation of king. King means Oba. You get the kabiyosi means to ask you questions, it does not exist. So, and that consciousness comes to people's mind. Say, unquestionable you are the Lord. You know, when Abraham went to God, God said, I'm going to destroy them. Because, wait, come. What if they are 30? Will you? Is that not a question? Let me tell you something. Listen up, everybody. God's intention was from creation was to make himself known. God wants to simplify himself to the man, to men. God has always wanted to simplify himself to men. Men are the one in their thinking, through the activities of the devil and through the activities of the flesh. Complex make God complex. But God in himself, from creation, God has always wanted to simplify himself to man. That's why he came in the flesh. In fact, no, he didn't come in the flesh as a grown man. He came as a baby to simplify himself. So that he will be known. He was known in the flesh. The Bible says we behold his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The apostles asked him foolish questions every time. Master, why couldn't we cast him out? Master, why? Master, teach us to pray. Why couldn't we? It's questions. You must ask questions. Hallelujah. You cannot shut people up. You can be on your knees. See, you can go for 7 days prayer and asking God questions on things in the scriptures. 7 days fasting and prayer. Asking God depths. God, Spirit of God. What does this mean? Here's a question. Hallelujah. You can question God. By question God, you know the concept I'm talking about here. Yeah. That, you know, we can, you know, what people say, well, you know, this thing, this casualty that happened now, we only God knows, so we cannot question him. No. You know, ask him. God, this casualty happened. Are you involved? No, I'm not involved, though. He said, oh. It's as simple as that. But you've already made a conclusion that God is involved, so we can't question him. He's wrong now. Are you going to try and say? It's like saying that something happened to your life, something happened around in Tbilisi, and you made a conclusion that it is Pastor Nife that is involved in it. Don't let us ask questions. He's the one. It's not fair now. It's not fair. Like, it's not fair. And I was not involved. And you make a conclusion that we must don't ask questions. He's involved. We will ask questions. And when you ask questions, you get answer. Amen. And that's why your relationship, you get deeper in your relationship with God. And you can boast, you can boastfully say, I have heard God. God has spoken to me. You go deep and deep and deep all the time. You ask questions. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about understanding. Understanding. He says, understanding is the wellspring of life. That's what the Bible says. He said, understanding is the wellspring of life. Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, most of the Corinthians from his books, answering questions. Hallelujah. Are we together here? You should ask questions. God in my family. This, and when you pray, you know, sometimes when you're praying about a situation and you pray in the spirit, you are navigating and you're asking questions. Sometimes God will now give you what is actually wrong so that you can correct it. So you cannot just make a conclusion. You should be active in the spirit. That's my point. Am I communicating to us here? You must what? Be active in the spirit. See, you remember this parable in Matthew. The same parable is in Mark 4. And Matthew, let's go there. Praise the Lord. Mark and chapter 4. Let's do Matthew because of time. Matthew 13. Amen. Understanding is important. You see, man is a spirit. Listen. Man is a spirit. And the word spoken to you goes, the word of God, when you become born again, your spirit become recreated. But your soul realm is still filled with all kinds of junks. So that's why true understanding, your soul and your spirit will synchronize. Without understanding, it will be difficult for your spirit and your soul to synchronize. But when you have proper understanding, the word of God goes through your soul. It takes a seed in your soul. And you'll be able to produce fruit thereof. I repeat, are you following what I'm trying to say? What I'm talking about is not complex. Christianity is not hard. The work of faith is not hard. You should seek to understand. You are not too young, you're not too old to want to understand things. Why is it that when I entered healthy, people are not covering their head? Ladies especially. You should what? Ask questions. No. You know, in a meeting like this, we may not have opportunity for everybody to ask questions because we are not going to end. So what we do is that we can trust the Holy Spirit to help us in answering some questions. So that's why sometimes when I'm teaching, I do diversions. The diversions I do is by the Spirit, because you are not the only one listening to me. The other person is listening too, who have questions in their heart. And their question in their heart is echoing in the spirit. So it's possible I can also pick that frequency and quickly answer it briefly and come back. But all the same, all is edified. You understand what I'm trying to say here? Are we together here? So that's why, listen. Today's teaching is to help us, to encourage us, to pursue understanding. Remember what Paul prayed? Okay, we're going to go. We're going to get that to Paul's prayer. Let's do Romans. Matthew what? 13. Okay, Matthew 13. So you are with me. Matthew 13. Matthew 13 is a parable of the sower. Remember that parable? Very popular parable. Parable of the sower. There was one that fell on the, you know, on the rock, on the stony ground. Another one fell by the roadside. Another one fell among thorns. Then another one fell where? Amen. Okay, good. Okay, let's go 13, where? 13, 18. Okay, let's start from 18. Because I don't want to go to the parable, so I want us to go straight. So look at this. So Jesus gave them a parable of, you know, 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of God, the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it. Did you see that? So when anyone what? Hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and snatch away what was sown in his heart. The wicked one here is Satan. When anyone hears the word and you do not understand it, he says Satan comes and snatches it away from the person's heart. And so you say, and I go to church all the time. I go to church all the time, but it's not working for me. Why? The wicked one had come and has snatched it away from your heart. Amen. He snatched the concept. Because number one, even you that are coming, that's why those who even come to meetings, for example, as we gather here today, listen everybody here. As we gather here today, a lot of people come with different intentions. I told us before. Some people only came to collect numbers. Some people only came for connections. Boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm serious. If you understand, if you see, if God will open your eyes to see the ridiculousness in certain individuals' intention, you'll be like, what? I'm serious. Yeah, really. That you wake up in the morning. Listen, everybody. You wake up in the morning. You went to the shower. You took taxi. And you came to church just to collect number of a girl and a guy. And to return back, and that's all? Amen. Amen. You will hear the word. Amen. No. Because it's not enough to hear the word. Because after you've heard the word, but you do not understand, because while you are looking around. While the word is coming, you're looking around. You are not listening to the word. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? So as you're looking around, understanding is not even coming in the first place. Because it was a different thing you're understanding. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say here? But he says, when you hear the word and you understand it, or you understand it not, or the individual understands it not, he says, Satan comes and snatches it away from the person's heart. Hallelujah. It is not a prayer. I wanted to say, that will not be your portion in Jesus' name, but that's not a prayer. It's an act. It's something that you should be involved in it. Like as you're coming to church in the morning, you're praying, Father, I'm praying for the pastor. I'm praying for those that are going to be ministering. I'm praying for the ushers. I'm going today to receive from you, Father. Father, today, I receive your word. Help me to understand better. You're coming prepared. And mark it. If you are consistent like that, check your life in few days, few months. What are you to not change? Am I communicating to us here? Understanding is key. He said, they heard the word, there was no understanding. The wicked one came and snatched it away from their heart. Snatches it away from their heart. So the spirit may be born again, but your soul is still stiff. The soul is still unrenewed. The mind is still unrenewed because there is lack of understanding. Check by me. Look at the next one. He says, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. So it is your attitude that determines where your position in this matter. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah. It's not a confession. You don't confess this. Say, I'm not by the wayside. It is not a confession. It is something that you are either acting. Amen. So you repent if you are by the wayside. It's a state of heart. And most of the time, state of heart, it takes the Spirit of God to help you to adjust it. Because as I speak to you, even anatomically speaking, you cannot control your heart. You can control your hand, but can you even feel your heart now? You get what I'm trying to say here? It takes the Holy Spirit to help you to control your heart. So I'm talking heart figuratively here. You get what I'm trying to say here? Amen. But look at it again. Look at that. Verse 20. He said, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. There are people in this category. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulations and persecutions arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now look at it. For this one not to have root in itself is simply because of understanding. Because understanding is that which makes it critical. The Bible said through wisdom, a house is built. He said by understanding the house is established. Is rooted, is established. This individual, the second person, also lacks understanding. But he received the word with joy. As we have said, you are the righteousness of God. Woo, glory! Yes! call him and he said, I was touched. The touch was powerful. I used to do that deliberately. I don't know if I've done it to you before. I was touched today. He said, touch was powerful. Really? Yes. It was powerful. What did you learn? It was powerful. What exactly did you learn? What scripture? Do you remember a scripture? It was just powerful because there was a move. There was a move. What is the move? Amen. You receive with joy. I'm not saying you don't receive with joy because it's good to receive the word with joy. It's good. But when you receive it with joy without understanding, you're just jumping around. Woohoo! Yes, yes. Speak, pastor. Talk to me. Yes, amen. It's good to tell that. It's not bad. But I'm saying in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. You don't just stop at woohoo. Yes, it's mine. Oh, yes. Oh, and some people like good thing. When they say, well, sometimes they say, who does not like the fact that there is a righteousness, gifting by the Spirit? So he said, you are the righteousness of God. Some people, all they just want to hear because throughout the week, they have done lots of bad things. And their heart is so heavy, condemned. So they all want to come to church and hear that, you are forgiven. You are the righteousness of God. And that would have come out accurately and well. And that is good. So they hear it. Oh, yes. Oh, glory to God. Thank God. At least I'm hearing something good today and they leave. It's not a bad thing you have heard. But you have no understanding in it. You don't even know how are you forgiven. How did I receive righteousness? So what you should do is that I haven't heard the word, then you go back and begin to understand it, to try to understand it. So you have to ask questions. Asking questions is good. Amen. Asking questions is what? Is good. God is not unquestionable. Ask questions. Ask pastor questions. That's why I'm a pastor. Use me. Use me. Amen. Use me. Let me serve you. Use me. Ask questions. Say, no, I just don't want to disturb you. Disturb me. Amen. I didn't want to disturb. Well, of course, I understand that, okay. There are a lot of folks, so we have different cell pastors, different ministers, so you can also use them. Use them. Amen. Amen. Use me. Minister Achigo, he's in children. Use him. Use ourselves. You know what I'm trying to say here? Not only minister, use people that you know that, okay, this person, they will have a certain level of understanding. Use them. We can help ourselves to understand things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask questions. Don't just leave yourself halfway blank. Half truth is worse than no truth at all. So that's why it's important that you must long to get the entire capture. Because when you have understanding, brothers and sisters, when you have understanding, there are certain things you will not want to do. There are certain things you will not want to do because of there are certain things you have to know. This is beneath me. It's beneath you. Certain habit or sin is beneath you. Why? Because you have a better understanding now. Are we together here? It's just simple. That's just understanding that makes it different. It's the wellsprings of life. Oh Lord, there are so many things that I want to touch, but I don't want to touch because of time. But look at this. Let's continue. Now, the one that I receive with joy, okay, is exalted alone. But has no understanding. He said it goes. He said it will endure for how long? For a short time. For a short time. So in other words, the person is still holding the word. It will endure for a short time. He said there will be affliction and persecution because of the word that you have received. Oh my God. There will be affliction and what? And persecution. The affliction means life challenges will come. You're being said by his stripes you are healed. When you say by his side, you are healed. Say, hoo-hoo. Amen. Life challenges, that symptoms will be in your body like this. Say, ha. Ha. Is this stripes? this stripes is not striping. Are you sure this thing is true? Because of lack of understanding. That's why you come to that question. Are you sure this thing is true? But even if you have an understanding, you stay on the word. You fight the fight of faith and you come back victorious. Hallelujah. Pressure will come. Challenges. Sometimes I like when people are put under certain pressure. I want to see how they will come out of it. And sometimes it's good. Pressure. I told us once there, if you dip a foam inside water and you press it against the wall, what will drip out is what? Is water. If you put it in kerosene and you press it against the wall, what will come out is kerosene. It's what you are fed with that will come out of you when you are pressured. That's what he's saying here. He said this. He said, when they receive with joy, but they've not gone through understanding. When pressure comes, I give up. God does not exist. That will be God again. They just ordinary things, Martin. Some people, they gave up on God because they did not send pocket money for just 1 month. Now, you think this is not comedy, this is no joke. This is real. I'm a pastor. Pocket money for 1 month. I told us 1 year. Once year in this church that I passed, I'm telling you, for the past 10 years, yeah, there was one brother, very close, he's a son of mine. He's a pastor now too, you know. He said, they used to send me maybe $20,000 every month. When the money dropped to about 500, 600, he gave up on life. I said, when he was sharing the testimony, when he was telling me, Pastor, I'm going through stuff. He was telling me he was going through stuff. And at the time he was telling me he was going through stuff, I was collecting maybe $100 or maybe every month. But Dizzy, you may laugh at it, but his own experience is legitimate to him. Yes. Are we together here? His own experience is legitimate to him. I understood it. And as I was talking to him, I did not even mention that I had $100. I had to encourage him in the Lord. Amen? He comes with the pastoral work. I encouraged him in the Lord. While you are talking about $100, you are laughing because you have $200 or $100 every month. Some people don't even have one. Nothing. Yeah. So how will you that have $100 encourage one that has nothing every month? Thank you. That's the constant with the word of God. So I have to encourage him because I understand. I don't know because I won't spend people's money for them. He knows how he's spending his money. To him, in his own experience, he's going through a lot of things. But I think at the point, I had to tell him how much I received every month. As at that time, that was 10 years ago. I told him, I said, do you know how much I got? He said, how much? I told him I got $100 last month. How are you doing it? For him, that's the way. The $3,000, he spends it in 2 weeks. Pastor Chigoze knows what I'm talking about. If this is not the story, Pastor Chigoze knows. So we're all here together in this church. Amen. His dad is a senator. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God now, you know, the guy is a pastor now. I mean, serving the Lord. Awesome, doing well in the Lord. You know, pressure will come to test the word. So that's why understanding is key. Hallelujah. Understanding is what? Is key. That's why sometimes, listen everybody, sometimes you wonder why pastor will not allow some words to pass. I will not allow some words to pass. Because I want us to have a good understanding. Because there is a persuasion. And I want us to have an understanding. That's why I don't allow certain things to pass. Sometimes I chief some things in my message deliberately so that we could, it will get us thinking. There's a guy called Zachariah Ravis. I don't know if you know him. He has a podcast, Zachariah Ravis. Let my people think. Christians must be thinking. You must think. You must ask questions. It's not bad to ask questions. It's not bad. Ask question. Ask any question. Any question. Okay, if what happened to the word? Will this word? Just ask any question. Jesus never told his disciples that his questions are stupid. No question is stupid and foolish. When it comes to the kingdom, every question he has is legitimate. It's based on the person's experience. Amen. Why is it that pimples? Why is it my back is arched and this other back is straight? Is it the way God you help the person? So okay, wait. Amen. Hey, I don't want to say something. Because there are some questions I receive, and I say, yes. And those who ask questions and God answers, they grow. Sometimes what I do is that we recommend books and materials to people because sometimes we can also not answer all the questions. I'm not saying, I'm the library of all answers. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying here. There are people, individuals that have answered some questions that we know. Sometimes I use we use library materials, kinetic materials. Some individuals have answered. We know they've answered the question well. Go and read this book about this. This person has answered the question well. Go and read it. Even me, this morning, I still have question. Every day, I have question. Because we need to grow. I'm growing. Amen. I'm trying to get better even as I deliver God's word and message. So I ask question. How to? I'm not saying Google. I'm saying question to God. Look at it. Let's continue. Oops. Where did I stop? 21. Now he will receive, 22, he will receive the seed among thorns. Is he who hears the word and the cares of this word and deceitfulness of riches choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. You know what that means? Deceitfulness of riches. It's not saying riches alone. Well, riches are not bad, but the Bible says, Paul told Timothy, he said, charge them that are rich in this world not to trust in uncertain riches, not to trust in riches. Riches are not bad, but don't put your trust in them. Don't put your trust in them. They can be deceitful. You start having a sense of fulfillment when there's no fulfillment in the first place. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? Yeah. He said the cares of this world is even deep. He said the one that fell on the tongue, he said the cares of this world. You know, anytime we talk about the cares of this world, people used to think, oh, it's about earrings, you know, Bugatti. Now, listen, everybody. Yeah? The cares of this world is plenty. Amen. It's plenty. Even marriage is inclusive. You didn't know? Hey, man. You know, marriage is also one of the cares of this world. Hallelujah. You didn't know? You didn't know? Look at 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians 7. Marriage is one of, is one. Is it 1 Corinthians 7 verse, hallelujah. Let's read 7 verse what? 32. Are you there? But I want you, so Paul is writing to them in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7, 32. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. I told us this as Paul was writing, the youth in Paul's days. Hallelujah. Probably the youth that Paul was writing to are not the same youth of today. Because the cares of this world that the youth even have today. That's why we're telling people that are not married are even having marriage pressure already. You are not married, you're having marriage pressure. You get what I say? Somebody that's not married is already thinking, about sex. Oh, no, yeah, I'm not satisfied yesterday. Oh, what will we do any better here tomorrow? You're already thinking rubbish. You're not married, you're thinking of pressure. How to provide me? You are not married, and the marriage pressure is already on your mind. You can really say, yeah, your youth, you should use your youth to be busy in doing certain things. But you're already thinking style, sex style. I'm saying, you're already thinking sex style. Are we together here, everybody?
Yes,
praise God. Youth that is not married, you that is not married, thinking about the Lord is not there again. You get what I'm saying? The Lord, even the room a youth creates for the Lord of this day, very small. Sunday meeting alone, that's all. You're already committed to extra cool. You know, extra cool is old school. Committed to doing, you know, calling 10-hour call. 5 hours. Not married. Look at it. Where did I read? Look at it. I'm not against relationship. 32, look at it. Say, I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. How he may please the Lord. That is what should be. Okay? But he who is married cares for what? About the things of this world. What is the things of this world he's talking about here? How he may please his wife. Now, listen. You know, by pleasing, he said the one that is not married, he said, cares for the things of this world. And what is the cares of this world in this context? And listen, are we reading together, everybody? what is the care of this word in this context? How it may what? Please his wife. Because let me tell you this, everybody, especially for those that are married, it's important. Immediately the married man or married woman chose to marry, it is important to please your partner. It's not, see, it's a calling. Mm-hmm. It becomes a calling. Financially, comfort, a calling. It's a calling. You cannot just say, well, no, it's the Lord alone. No, you are married, though. It cannot be easy. That's why when your partner is born of the Spirit, both of you will both understand that, we are pleasing the Lord together. But if your partner is not born of God, why you sought to please the Lord? And your partner say, no, we know you need to please another. So there will be a drag, but there's no way you will not run fast. You understand what I'm trying to say here? But if your partner is born of God and you also share the same calling and purpose, Abba, you will run well. But that does not mean that in your horizontal relationship, you have a prerogative to please individuals. That's why, see, the Bible says, this is for those that are married anyway. I think I was telling us here earlier, he said, they must not deny themselves of necessary what? Benevolence. 1 Corinthians 7, look at it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 4. He said, the wife does not have... Okay, let me jump to verse 5. Look at it. Let us read together, verse 5. Do not deprive one another except with the consent for a time that you may give yourself to fasting and, Hallelujah. Somebody was telling me that he chose Paul's way and Jesus' way. Roya. He was typing. You cannot. Amen. Are we together here? Yeah. Praise God. Are we together? Roya can never choose Paul's way. He can never choose Paul's way. I know what I'm talking about here. He can never. We know what the Lord helped us to bring him through. Hallelujah. He can never. Even me, I can never. I don't have that gift. It's a gift. The Bible calls it a gift. It's a gift. But if you have not chosen, I want to marry. It's part of the cares of the world. That's what I'm talking about here. So don't look the care of the world alone to Bugatti, Ferrari, anything that has to do with pleasing man. Please, it's part of the cares of the world. Anything in this world is cares of this world. So you have to use skill to do it. So that the word that you have received will grow in your heart. You know, there are some cares of the word that are very loud and pronounced. Pursuit for money. Those things, they have a way of choking the word, choking the growth of the word. Pursuit for carnal things, they have a way of choking the word. Hallelujah. Especially when you want to be like another people. You come online, you are seeing, and now the pressure is even more. The cares of this word is even more now. Because you come online, come on Instagram, so it's a celebrity lifestyle. And then everybody puts their life, fake life online, and you read, you see, it's not reality. You know what I'm talking about here. You know that before you do video story, you first do makeup. Are we together here? You know before you do story, you first do makeup. Why are you doing makeup first? You yourself know why the person that is sad, going through depression, comes on immediately camera. but so everybody thinks you're happy, but you know you're not happy. Are we together here? You know you are not happy, but because you're on camera, so the whole world, everybody, and the one who is trying to, struggle with his life, taking precept upon precept, sees the video of the depressive one that has masked it with joy. It is I'm going through it. Depression increase. Treasure of this world. Choke it. And you are now wondering, why am I not growing in the world? Is it that pastor doesn't have anointing? I have anointing. Let me say, that is the truth. I know I am anointed. I know. I know God hears me. I know, but we have to participate. You have work to do. The reason why we are doing teaching In Love Dominion, I spend time doing teaching in Love Dominion so that you will, we used to say something in Love Dominion. We don't count your life for you. What do we do?
We make your life count.
Why? Why? So that you will not be coming to me for every time for prayer. Why? So just imagine. Imagine that everybody is calling to be coming to me for prayers. Yeah. Pastor, I'm going through. Pastor, I'm going through. Everybody, I will not see. I will not. I will be lean. I will die quickly. So that's why. If we learn ourselves how to call on God, how to understand scriptures, so in your closet you can labor in prayers. By the time you come here, the whole place, the atmosphere is charged of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You are coming with fire, I'm coming with fire, everybody's coming with fire. Even the ones that are struggling, the spiritually mature ones, carry them in the spirit. Even myself, sometimes I want to come to church to just receive. Except the Lord just say, Nathan, no, talk today. I just want to receive. Amen. Amen. Look, let's go back to Matthew. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting something today.
Yes,
Matthew 14. So understanding is key. The whole conclusion is you have to understand it. Remember what Paul told them? Paul said in Ephesians, he said, when I heard of your faith, he said, I pray that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of his son. He said that your eyes of understanding, being enlightened, you will know. Your eyes of understanding being enlightened. There's an eye of understanding. Hallelujah. There's what? An eye of understanding. When the eyes of understanding is blind, there can never be progress. There can never be spiritual progress. But like I said, we can pray too. Paul said, I pray that your eyes of understanding be flooded with light. He prayed for them that God will flood their eyes with light. What you need is understanding. When God speaks to you, how do you hear? Do you go back to check it to proper understanding? During the week, how often do you hear, do you listen to God's word, message in your house? Is it only on Sundays? How often do you listen? See, it is not me. You have work to do. After listening on Sunday like this, and you say you are going through things. You pick God, so play your message. Every time in your house, is it that Beyonce is singing? Is it that Jaru is singing? You know, I'm sorry, I'm old school. I don't know if Jaru still sings. You know, is that Jaru is singing? Those are the things. Olamide Asake. That's only thing. And you can play all these things on your iTunes. How many messages have you bought on your iTunes? Your iTunes, first, one worldly guy. I'm not against mainstream music. You know that. If it's not profane, if it's profane, I'm against it. Because Happy Birthday to You is not a gospel song. Amen. How often do you buy? I don't feel it. See, it's the devil at work. You must feel it. You must pray your way to feel it. Immediately you begin to see that you are not feeling it. So you pause. Then begin to pray, Oluwa, Father, help me. Lord, why am I not feeling it? Ask question. I have to feel it, Lord. In the name of your labor. I told one of my disciples in the Georgian church, I said, see, I'm going to be praying in tongues for 1 hour every day. I said, 1 hour? I said, I've never done it for 2 minutes before. I said, try. So after 30 minutes, I said, okay, to begin, come to prayer meetings on Thursday. So Thursday prayer meeting is important too. Anybody of you that want to improve your prayer life, come to prayer on Thursday. And while they are praying, after I pray, he said, my lips are paining me. And we only sang for probably 15 minutes and prayed probably for 40 minutes. Lips are already paining. I said, that's good. It's good. It's good. Lips is paining you. By the time you do it for 20 days, the lips will get used to it. It will not pain you again. Nobody have talent to pray. Prayer is not talent. Reading the Bible is not a talent. It's not a talent. I repeat again, it's not what? A talent. It is labor. You are laboring. I repeat again. See, most of the time we spend time on our... Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at... Let me finish here. 14. Is it 14 that we are reading before? 13? 13 what again? 22. Okay. 23 says, but he who received the word, he who received the seed on the good ground, 23, is he who hears the word, understands it, who indeed bears what? Fruit, and produce some... 100-fold, some 60, some 30. It produces fruit thereof. We spend so much time on our physical body, but very less time on our spiritual body is wrong. When people give birth to baby, the Bible says no one knows the spirit of the spirit. I won't go there today, but that should be part two of this message. But let me just end up with this. When the baby grows in the womb, and everybody gives it to everybody, hey, they clean the body of the baby, clean the leg of the baby. They go home, they begin to feed the baby. Everybody feed the baby with milk. Baby begin to cry every now and then for milk. They feed the baby with milk. Then as the baby starts growing and the eyes opening and the hearing, they start teaching the baby soulish things. How to talk, how to react to information. Then when the baby starts growing, they now start adding spiritual things. So in other words, it's even in the progress of our development, we always put spiritual last. Okay? Always put spiritual last. But it is good to put spiritual first. Yes. Hallelujah. It's good to put spiritual first. Even for us, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes to your mind is I did not eat yesterday night. What am I eating in this morning? So the focus is still on the body. What I must do to this my body. I think I ate rice yesterday. I will eat beans this morning. So there's no influence, there's no deliberate decision for your spirit. When you wake up in the morning, make an effort to feed your spirit. Forget about miracle. Forget about miracle. Look at them and forget about miracle. Many people, that's what they're thinking. The only thing you want from God is miracle. No. Go for understanding. Wake up in the morning. Father, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I told somebody, I said, I fasted for about 300 days then. I won't do it again, okay? But I fasted for 300 days then. And what I was praying for most of the time in all the prayer, Father, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Hallelujah. I still fast now. I'm not saying I won't do 300 days again. I have my reasons. I have understanding now. My stomach shrinked. Hallelujah. God help us. No, we're very zealous. It's good. The zeal is still there. Okay, it's still there. Still there. But just that with proper understanding. Our understanding will put you in a proper perception. You will see, then I used to be angry with every Christian. Every pastor, I used to go to church to challenge and to fight. Now, I have our understanding. We are the same. We are in the same body of Christ. It's understanding that the person doesn't have. If the person doesn't have understanding, he will do better. Why some people are calling fire to kill their enemy? You know what I'm trying to say? We know that he's understanding. This person, he believes Jesus. Jesus have mercy. He believes Jesus have mercy. You are my brother. Just more understanding that yours needs. Then we understand. Are you going to try to say, yeah? If you are not a Christian, if you don't cover your hair, you're not a Christian. Do you want me to cover it? Okay, I'll cover it for you. After I cover it for you. Amen. I used to tell us, when we used to send our sister to go for evangelism, I told us, we told them, don't wear trousers, wear skirt, let it be, and cover your. Because you cannot start evangelism in the bus. They said, I remember one man who already started evangelism in the bus. He said, no, why are you wearing trousers? You cannot wear trousers. I'll be preaching to me. Now, look at that. The devil has successfully diverted the message to start arguing on trousers. No, trousers is good. Trousers is not good. Trousers is good. Trousers is good. Why you should spend time preaching the gospel, you're arguing on trousers. So it's better to just get rid of those things.